Hi there, everybody. My name is Laura Kellen May from ThistleRidgeStables.com and Equestrian Skill Builders on Facebook. All right. I'd like to thank Emily Wolf to come into the studio here today. Actually, I'm interviewing her on Zoom platform. And Emily, I'd like to welcome you to Equine Business Builders. Okay. So now we're going to move on to some equitation questions. Okay. So are you ready for some equitation questions?
I think so.
Well, this will probably be very applicable to you because we did talk about a bit about how the rider influences the horse. I mean, you see that quite often, right? So why is good equitation or riding well so important?
Good equitation is important because our balance with the horse's balance, our balance can throw the horse off balance. If we're not riding well, then the horse is just always going to mirror us, right? So what we do is important to give them not only that sense of confidence in themselves, right? Because a good horse, you know, will be able to give them confidence. But the better, stronger position you have, the more you're able to help the horse.
Excellent. So what's the number one thing you see as the biggest mistake you see, I guess, in riders?
Ooh, well, I think that's a bit of a loaded question.
Not mentioning any names.
Well, a lot of us, me, myself included, you know, we don't always have this smooth following arm, you know, and I think it's related to a tightness in our pecs, a weakness in our core. So we're not able to hold ourselves in a position where our arms can move freely. This is a huge component for me, and I see it time and time again, either just like bracing the hands and breaking at the wrists, tight elbows that aren't moving and following, rounded shoulders, and I think that it's all related to a bit of a weakness in the core, in the muscles in the core. And yeah, so this is the common theme. I think it's not as common at upper levels, or, you know, even midsummer when we're showing and riding a bit more, but in general, this not having a following range.
So do you think that maybe some riders should be fitter, do some exercises to help strengthen their core? Do you think that would help?
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
I think core strength is vital, not just for us riders, but for us humans.
I'm just sitting here as if I'm sitting on a horse, and I'm holding myself up. I do a lot of core exercises.
Wonderful.
I do. I have to say I do. And I think I have pretty soft hands, too. Okay, so moving along, what are some tips that you could give right now to help people listening to either prevent, stop, or correct the problem? And I think I just answered that question. Core exercises.
Yeah, core strength, definitely. And my equine massage therapist heart just is such a big fan of grooming and currying and taking really good care of that, flushing the blood after we ride, stimulating the skin before we ride, and a few stretching exercises. And for me, the best exercise that I'm going to give you all, my favorite exercise, is to just back the horse up in hand and nice and slowly, but you stretch the whole body basically by getting them to just nice and slowly and quietly back up in hand in between 10 and 20 steps. It really does a great job for the pelvis and the legs and all those muscles that are classically tight. So yeah, that's my one major tip. More grooming and a little bit of whole body stretching. Yeah.
Excellent. Those are really good tips.
Yes.
Okay, Emily, that's it for my questions here. Do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, I just want to thank you again one more time for having me today and just this whole community that you're building. It's amazing. The more we collaborate together, the more that massage therapists and vets and chiropractors and riders and trainers, the more we all work together, the better it is for the horses at the end of the day. And I think, you know, that's my big why. And so I so appreciate you having this podcast, having me here and everything that you're doing.
Well, thank you so much, Emily. I really appreciate it. This is when you said, getting out of your comfort zone, you know, that kind of really hit home to me because we've known each other for a while. I've been doing the same thing forever. So when I started doing this, it was, okay, I'm going to do this. because I like listening to people like you. I like talking with people. And then when I really had to sit down and talk with somebody and do an interview, it was really difficult and I had to get out of my comfort zone. But as you say, my why was to get this community going. And it's not, I mean, I'm not making any money off of this, but it's bringing people together for the same common purpose. And I think if we all kind of, each person that I've interviewed so far has a little bit of a different flavor to everything. It's, and we all have this common theme of working and helping with the horses. But if we can all kind of get together and mentor people coming up, I think it's going to be fantastic. I really do. And I really appreciate you saying what you said. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. No, okay. Wonderful. Thanks, Laura.
Okay, thank you. See you later. Yeah, sure.